The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great idea, 855-993-7569. We just barely got to DVDs yesterday, Manny. We had so many phone calls. So there we go. We were really busy. It was great. Yeah. And yesterday was kind of an interesting day in history, which we never got to. But, you know, if it's over, it's over. We stay current. Although today is National Star Wars Day, but we anticipated that earlier this week. So there, with who your favorite Star Wars character was and why. And it was kind of a dead heat, maybe that's the wrong term to use, between William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, between Spock and Kirk. I was surprised as many people like Kirk as they did. Did we ever do who's your favorite Beatle? There are only four choices, though. I suppose that's not terribly interesting. Mm-hmm. And there were also people were able to include the Star Trek movies. And although we didn't get anybody. Well, I guess we're talking about characters, so it didn't make a difference who played the character. But we had the next generation Star Trek, too. So there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to refresh my thing because yesterday we had all these calls lined up and I didn't know about it because I put my equipment up so early that it apparently needs to be refreshed, as all of us do. So, politically, it looks like it's about to be Hillary and the Donald.
That's what it's looking like.
It looked that everybody else dropped out. Yes, Indiana was the kingmaker. Or at least the Dragon Slayer, I suppose, as much as anything else, right? Knocked everybody else out. In an interesting year in politics. Who would have thunk it even 6 months ago? So, an interesting year. Alrighty, on this day in history, we know who presumably, we're not positive. Bernie would be upset with us if we said that it was going to be Hillary. But she's got 90% of the votes that she needs, so... Well, I guess we'll wait and see. It's certainly been a year that people have been talking about the election more than, I guess, most. I'd be really interested to see if the primaries had a larger than ordinary turnout. I don't know that anybody's told us that. Have you seen anything about that?
I have not, no.
I will tell you a quick story about it. I was at a screening, I know, what a surprise, and talking just before the New York primary with one of the people that I know fairly well. And we're just talking, like everybody does, about, you know, what's going to happen in the primaries and whatever. And he's registered to vote. I can't vote in the primaries because I'm a registered independent. And he said, well, he won this particular candidate, but he didn't think he was going to vote. And I said, you have to, you know, because the primaries this year are likely to be as important in some ways as the actual elections themselves. So I ran into him yesterday. He said, I voted. He said, I promised Joyce I'd vote. The same screening. Somebody came up to me and said, weren't you the woman who helped that woman who was screaming at the last? My reputation precedes me. On this day in 1776, Rhode Island became the first American colony to renounce allegiance to King George III. Did you realize that Rhode Island was the first?
I did not know that, no.
I did not know either. I'm sure everybody in Rhode Island does. Man, feisty. They may be little, but they're feisty. In 1871 on this day, the National Association, which was the first professional baseball league, opened its first season in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And opening in Indiana this early in the month was probably a little bit chancy. I've been to an awful lot of opening days in the snow. But that's because I covered the Red Sox in Boston. And also in New York, it doesn't snow. I mean, we're 300 miles farther south, and that 300 miles can make a huge difference. But I've been an awful lot of opening days in the snow. On the other hand, I grew up in Colorado, so I've been to a lot of sporting events in the snow where people would sit on your feet so they didn't freeze, and you would buy hot chocolate that was lousy just so your hands didn't freeze. So. Listen, if you're going to be a sports fan, you got to be a sports fan. On this day in 1904, the United States began construction of the Panama Canal. Wow. That's 112 years ago. Somehow I don't think of the Panama Canal as being quite that ancient, but I guess it is. And it's held up pretty well. What other things do we have that are 112 years old that are still functional? Well, did you see that the oldest guy in America, Frank Livingston, what a great name, died at 110, so he made it almost as far as the Panama Canal.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about leakage at all. In 1946, on this day, the U.S. Marines near Treasure Island Naval Base stopped a two-day riot at Alcatraz. Five people were killed in the riot. My association with Treasure Island was I was there during the earthquake, or I actually flew in during the earthquake and needed to broadcast. So my brother, who is in the Naval Reserves, came and collected me, and we went over the bridge to Treasure Island, and one of the bridges was knocked out. And it was one of the scariest things of my life because they were not sure that the bridge that was going to Treasure Island, which is not very far off San Francisco, just in the bay, was going to hold up. And, I mean, to see a bridge where, like in the movies, like, you know, in the Armageddon movies, the end of it falls off the edge and there's no more, and no lights. Very scary thing. In 1959, the first Grammy Awards were held. They said the first annual, but it can't be annual if it's the first, right? It's just the first. The second can be the second annual. It can't be annual, I think, until you've done your second one. In 1959. So that's what? That's 57
years.
Yeah. I guess 57 years seems like older than they are, but maybe not. In this day in 1974, an all-female Japanese team reaches the summit of Manaslu, becoming the first women to climb an 8,000-meter peak. Good for them. As we said, the oldest man in the United States and the oldest verified surviving American War II veteran has died at age 110. Good for him. Here's the story. I have a $2 bill. Do you have a $2 bill?
I do have one. I have vowed to never use it, though.
Me neither. I have it. Okay, here's why we shouldn't do it, Manny, other than the fact in theory they'll be collectible, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Houston school official called the police after a student tried to buy a lunch with a $2 bill. But they are legal tender. I mean, mine's, yeah. And so is yours.
Mm-hmm.
For about, 10 minutes, they did $2 bills.
Yeah.
But they've also, that statement of phony is a $2 bill. But it's legal tender.
Yeah.
But
maybe on the front of it, yeah.
There you go. And it may be that the school officials should have called his parents because they probably just assumed he didn't spend it because I think they are collectible. I wonder what they're worth.
$2?
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
Maybe, yeah.
Let's see. This is a weird story. Let's see if I can read this right. Mississippi's ban against gay couples adopting children is dead after the state didn't appeal a federal judge's injunction so that gay couples can adopt children. Well, that's kind of a chicken, silly way of dealing with it. Instead of standing up and being counted if you really believe in it or just saying we were wrong, please let it go. This is a really scary thing. Medical errors are now the third leading cause of death in the United States. Think about that.
That is scary.
Yeah. There's a word for it. We learned this in medical school. It's called iatrogenic, and it's on death certificates. It's on coroner's reports quite often. Iatrogenic means the doctor did it. Third leading cause of death. I mean, presumably that means behind heart attacks and cancer.
Wow.
Medical error.
Yeah.
That's really scary. And this brings me back to my adolescence. A straight-A student was forced to cut his hair because it's too long for a boy. I thought we'd gotten past that.
Yeah, really?
You have to cut your hair? I got sent home once, not from school, but from work, for wearing a skirt that they deemed too short. I was the only woman engineer. I said that it wasn't any shorter than the other skirts that any of the other engineers were wearing. They still sent me home. Massachusetts State Crime Lab texts Moat's crack instead of testing it. There you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we've got Mother's Day coming up this weekend. We've got the Kentucky Derby coming up this weekend. As I mentioned, I actually picked the Kentucky Derby winner one year, which no one believed because it was an 82.5-1 odd, and so I won $165, $167, right? And someone said, you could have won lots of money, and I said, it was never going to happen. So if you'd bet $100, I said it would never have happened. So we'll talk more about Kentucky Derby and Mother's Day. I just wanted to bring to your attention, we've got on Facebook, the funniest thing you remember about your mom. So you can tell stories about your mom if you wanted to. We'll do that on Friday just before Mother's Day. And you can also, I'll tell you what, you can call and tell me who your pick is for the Kentucky Derby if you want. And why. You have to tell me why. And you can't say things like, they run fast. Yeah. All right. So I thought what we'd talk about today, just because yesterday was really heavy duty program. So I thought what we'd talk, because there was a National Lima Bean Day last week. And that made me, I really like lima beans. And I probably had never had one till I was like 25 or something. My mother was one of those, if it didn't come in a can, it probably wasn't good for you. Which, with a couple of exceptions. The things that, one of my mother, things that my mother loved, which nobody ate then, was pomegranates. She loved pomegranates. She would always put them in salad. So I grew up in a very meat and potatoes household. My mother's view of spices was salt, pepper, onion salt, and garlic salt. I'd never seen a real garlic until I got married. I had probably never seen a real chili pepper. Even though I grew up in Colorado, there are lots of chili peppers in Colorado, not in our household. But pomegranates, she loved pomegranates. So, and that was considered a fairly esoteric fruit then. Now, they're fairly common. But she was not a particularly adventurous cook. We had green beans, wax beans, out of cans. We had fresh peas occasionally, but not as a vegetable. But they were kind of play things. They were like something to play with. But because our peas came out of a can, and if you overcooked them, which she invariably did, they would separate. So the little shells would be separate from the pea itself, not the pod. So lima beans. I like rutabaga. Never had that as a kid growing up, although we had sweet potatoes at Thanksgiving with marshmallow on it. I didn't know you could actually like yams, the taste of yams, because it was always with brown sugar and marshmallows. So do you have a particular vegetable that you would like to feel gets not enough respect, Manny?
Maybe a cauliflower.
I love cauliflower. I love cauliflower better than broccoli. Do you know broccoli is a made-up vegetable?
Really?
It's spliced. I'm trying to remember exactly what it is with, I think, cauliflower and something else. I like broccolini as well. Okra. Okra is a pretty misunderstood vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. So you're, you think that cauliflower should get more respect than it does? I don't know. Cauliflower seems to have come into its own.
Yeah, it's kind of, the funny thing is it's always seemed like it was the evil step sibling of broccoli or something. You know what I mean? Everybody loves broccoli, but you know everybody looks at cauliflower and is like, I don't want that. You know.
How about Brussels sprouts? See, I love Brussels
sprouts. I'm not a huge fan of Brussels sprouts.
I can tell. I could tell from that intake of breath. And cabbage. I love cabbage. Mm-hmm. There you go. I can tell.
Cabbage is okay.
Well, and sauerkraut.
I do like sauerkraut.
Yeah, you probably like dill pickles, too.
Actually, I don't like pickles at all.
No, they're just a salt they're just a salt delivery system.
Yeah. They're just a little too salty. Too salty, tangy.
Well, they're different.
The dill pickle, the flavor is just a little too tangy.
Well, the hero of the Greta Gerwig movie coming up is a pickle merchant.
Hmm.
There you go. All right, so let's hear what vegetables other people think are not getting their just respect, their just due.
We'll start with Tony, and she says Brussels sprouts. If you cook them right, they are delicious and are really nutritious. But I love both. But I love most vegetables.
I'm with you. I didn't like vegetables growing up because they were always canned and awful. But I primarily eat vegetables now. Brussels sprouts, if you cut them in half and put them in the oven and drizzle a little olive oil and a little balsamic vinegar on it, you're not going to believe, even if you think you hate Brussels sprouts, you'll love Brussels sprouts. Manny, are you going to try that?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
I promise, and they really are good for you. I think I'm trying to remember which vitamins they have in them. There's C, but I think there are also some B vitamins. They also cause people to... How do I say this gently? expel gas, which is, but that's a good reason to eat them and sort of blow your friends out of the water, so to speak. Moving right along.
Genevieve says the potato chip.
No, Genevieve. You Dickens, you. You knew that wasn't going to fly.
Yeah.
What's your favorite vegetable? Ketchup. Well, but you know, the Department of Labor or something, or Department of somebody or other, classifies ketchup as a vegetable for school lunches? That's a true story.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a bad news true story. I'll tell you quickly my tomato story. I had a neighbor in Hull who had a big garden. And so he loved bringing me corn, which he'd literally call up and say, is the water boiling? Yeah, it's boiling. He'd go out and shuck the corn, and he'd harvest it and be shucking it as he literally ran across the street, throw me. So it was like literally a minute from the stalk. And it really does make a difference of corn that's fresh off the stalk. But he also had a lot of zucchini, so I made a lot of zucchini bread. And there are parts of the country that you, during the summer, you have to leave your windows and your car rolled up, otherwise people will throw zucchini into your car just to get rid of it. But tomatoes. He brought me over a bunch of tomatoes, and I was having people over, and so I decided, well, I would make tomato juice. I would show what a terrific woman I was. So I made all this tomato juice, and I made Bloody Marys for everybody, and it smelled funny, and I thought, wow, how far we've come from Campbell's. And everybody took one sip, and it was terrible. And so I figured, it must have done something wrong. So I opened the cookbook, and it says simmer. Did you know tomato juice is actually simmered? It's cooked?
Did not know that.
See, you would have made the same mistake I did. I thought, fresh tomatoes, fresh tomato juice, fresh Bloody Marys. Wrong. You have to cook it. So there you go. In fact, one of the things about, I have an aunt who believes that tomatoes are poisonous. Oh, a lot of things in nature that are red are poisonous. She feels they're too acid for human consumption. And that the seeds in them can cause diverticulitis, both of which are more or less true. That's why people add sugar to tomato sauces to offset the acidity. All right, so we've got, I guess we'll have to hang on to our vegetables. Hang on to your okras and your cabbage and your corn. 855 and your zucchini. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am agonizing over trying to make a decision about whether or not I should buy a condo or a house.
Are you single or married?
I'm a divorced 37-year-old mother of a 6-year-old.
Have you found a condo that you like and a house that you like, or is just that we're still in the theory stage at this point?
I've been looking for a few months now. I have found a condo that I like, but I'm, you know, going back and forth between the pros and cons of the condo and pros and cons of the
house. All right, what have you got for the pros and cons of the house? I mean, what's the pro of the house?
The pro of the house is more living space, maybe a better investment, a bigger yard for my son and my dog. That's about it.
All right. What about condo?
Well, I travel a lot for my job, so, you know, my free time is precious. So with the condo, I don't have to worry about any of the exterior maintenance. It's covered in the condo.
Right.
The condo I'm looking at only has two bedrooms. I think if I bumped up to an extra bedroom, it would be cost prohibitive for me to do it. It's also newer, so, you know, a lot of the houses where I am in the Northeast, you know, they're a lot older in my price range. So there are things like furnaces to think of and roofs and all of those things that could go wrong.
How handy are you?
Not handy at all.
Well, I'll tell you, I think you put your finger on a bunch of the issues. It would seem to me part of it is how noisy your kid is, because if you're living in a condo, and there are different kind of condos. Condos is actually how the ownership happens. They're townhouses, they're apartment houses, there are duplexes and
right. This is like a standalone house, but it's attached to two others on either side.
So it's a townhouse.
It sounds
like.
It's a townhouse,
yeah.
and the townhouses are each separated by garages.
Okay, so that cuts down on the noise, because that's certainly one of the issues about a townhouse and a child is either your kid bothering other people or other people's kids bothering yours. But if it's separated by a garage, that seems to have offset that. What about a yard in the townhouse or not?
There's a small backyard, and there's a courtyard in front of the house that has, it's like a big open grassy space,
right? I mean, it depends how much I don't own both at different times of my life. And I'll just tell you personally, I don't think I'll ever own a single family home again because the maintenance issues. I mean, I think it's really nice when something breaks to be able to call on the phone and say, could you fix it?
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, as a single woman living alone, I think that there's the idea of the lack of isolation I found very reassuring. And I'll tell you, in the long run, the thing that made me the happiest about living sort of communally, other than I kind of think I have a dorm mentality, is that there's somebody there to pick up the laundry and stuff like that. And I don't know if your townhouse does that or not, if they actually have somebody on premises who can pick up, you know, who, when the dry cleaning is dropped off, can pick it up, or if the telephone company, so you have to spend the day off of work.
Mm.
Honey, I think you're going to fall in love with someplace, and it seems like it's very nice to be able to do both, but rather than figuring out what you want to do, it's almost balance, it sounds to me, in terms of the pros and cons, and especially if you're talking about within a certain price range, is just go and look at, and you might fall in love with something, and you'll either look at both and decide that either you'll fall in love with the neighborhood, you fall in love with the next door neighbors, you fall in love with the space, and that'll make the decision for you. Because it does sound to me that it's really pretty balanced as far as you're concerned. The tax issues presumably are more or less the same. That's why condos were invented, because
right.
Before there were condos, there were co-ops, but the tax issues were really complicated. So that condominium is really basically just a way. It's a way of owning property that changes the tax liabilities. But I think I would just go and fall in love with some place, and the place will decide rather than the underlying legalities of ownership.
I just have a lot of fear of making the right decision for my son.
Listen, the worst case, first of all, your kid will be fine. Your kid is 6 years old and will have people to play with and has a mom who loves him and presumably a dad someplace. So he'll be okay. The issue, presumably, is whether or not you happen to pick in a neighborhood that's going to increase in value greatly or not. And that's always a crapshoot. You can never tell. You find something that you like and you live in it. And I think you fall in love with it. So I don't think there is a wrong decision. And I think what you do is you find a place that both of you just think, you'll walk in, you'll think this is the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd stop agonizing. I'd continue to look until you walk into some place and think, this is it. And it will be it. And then you can ask whether it's a single family or a townhouse or however. I mean, I suppose you have to figure out the difference between something that's attached and something that's not. But I just think, keep looking and something will speak to you. But I wouldn't agonize about it. I don't think there's a wrong decision here.
Okay.
Except don't get an adjustable rate mortgage with the balloon payment.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
no.
Nobody's doing that anymore. All right? But other than that, I mean, and certainly don't worry about your kid. He'll be fine.
Okay.
I mean, he has a yard to play in. My guess is that the dog may make an issue, but so many condos allow pets. Look around. I guarantee you're going to fall in love with someplace. They'll have a dog run, or they'll have a school nearby, or it'll be the cutest. It'll look like the house that you've dreamed of. Keep looking. When do you have to make the decision?
Well, I have a lease. It's up at the end of August. I could re-sign it for another year.
Well, so start looking. As soon as the weather turns nice, which hopefully will be the next week or two, start looking. Spend every weekend with you and your son going, and I guarantee you, you'll call me back in August and you'll say, we found it. I'm so glad I did all this working for nothing. You'll fall in love with someplace, and that's how you buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
But really, stop worrying about it, because, first of all, it'll be fine for him, and you'll be fine as well.
Okay.
Honest. I know you're not convinced, but...
No, I am. I am. I'm just trying to get over that
hole. It's a lot of money. I mean, it's a major expenditure in anybody's lifetime.
Yeah, I know, and I guess I'm just afraid of making a mistake, because I feel like I've...
But I'm telling you, there's no mistake here, unless you find something that falls off the wall, falls in the ocean or something. But, I mean, you'll have it looked at, and... I mean, look, if I could tell you, it turns out that one of the things, up until about 3 years ago, the only serious money I ever made, I made in real estate. And I would fall in love with a house, and then I would get a friend over and say, no, it has no kitchen. I actually looked three times at a place before I realized it had no kitchen.
Mm.
There was one that you actually had to walk through the entire house to get to the bathroom.
Mm.
That's a little tricky if you're single. So, I mean, so fall in love with a place and then make sure it has bathrooms and a kitchen, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Just start looking. I guarantee it will happen. I know it sounds improbable, but you're worrying about something that is, it sounds like you've really done your homework. You've done due diligence about all the economics of it. So now all you have to do is let yourself fall in love with a house. And your son will, too. And both of you fall in love with the same place. You'll walk in and you'll think, this is home. This is it.
Okay.
All right, honest? Until you do, keep looking.
I will.
And you've got some time.
Yeah.
All right? The other thing which a real estate agent told me once, which I've never forgotten, is this is not the first place you've ever bought, and it's not going to be the last. What it is for right now. And as long as you're not sort of greedy about things, I mean, there are people who want to buy a place and sort of turn it over for double what they paid for it in the next year. Which is, I think, unrealistic. And if it was ever realistic, it's not so realistic now, although mortgage rates are really low. But the idea being that being born in the same house that your parents were born in, your grandparents were born in, that your children will be born in, and your grandchildren will be born in, isn't really much part of anybody's life anymore, not even in rural communities, which is where it was more common, that people tend to move around a bit more, and they change their opinion about what is important. If your kids are young, you care about schools and yards. If your kids are grown, you care presumably about accessibility to things that you care about. So understand that unless you're really deciding that the only way it makes any sense is to make a scat of money very quickly, which I think is always a mistake, then you're very likely someplace to speak to you. And when you get nervous about it, remind yourself, again, it's not the first, it's not the last, it's just for right now. And that there really are, I think there are vibes about houses. There's the notion that we all get from Hollywood about haunted houses, right? I don't think very many houses are haunted, but I do think houses have their own resonance to them. And I know when I, a couple times in my life, I've sold my house. I didn't use a real estate agent. I just sold it. And I've actually sort of, when I had two matching offers, I would pick the person I thought would be happiest there or who would continue the legacy of being happy there. I will also tell you one kind of good idea if you're selling a house is to, Irma Bombeck taught me this, right? You put an apple in the microwave and some cinnamon. And it makes the place smell homey. You have to remember to take it out before it rots, especially if you're not living there. But it's an Irma Bombeck real estate trick. Okay, see, I guess technically apples are not vegetables, right? They're fruits. But you can hear that I'm at least on the same, more or less. We're talking vegetarian, including fruits. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, great time to call about whatever it is on your mind. Getting through yesterday was a little bit of a challenge, but today is a little easier. 855-993-7569. We're sort of taking kind of a break from a very heavy-duty program yesterday and talking about vegetables that don't get enough respect. You know, I saw there's this documentary, and I don't know how I feel about it. Maybe it's something we'll put up on Facebook. There's this guy who has been he's a lawyer, and he's been suing for the rights, it's called Uncaged, the rights of non-human animals. And he's not worrying about chickens. He's worrying about I think horses and apes, primates, and saying that they should have the same rights as human beings, that they should be granted personhood, which I'm not sure I agree with, to be quite honest. Until you look at the fact that personhood has been granted to things like corporations, and at least animals are alive and are, in theory, not set out to rip us off as opposed to corporations. But it's an interesting notion of non-human animals and having rights. So we're giving vegetables. I mean, I don't think he would sue for the rights of a turnip, but I don't know. Who knows? So no one's mentioned turnips yet. Let's see how turnips do in our poll about animals, or the Rodney Dangerfield of vegetables. All right, let's see what else we got here.
Dale says broccolini. It's like broccoli, but the stems are much nicer to eat since they're not thick like tree trunks on regular broccoli. It is a little pricey, though.
Yeah, and I think broccolini is one of those made-up vegetables, too. When I say made-up, I think it's a hybrid. See if I can find anything about it. You go ahead, and I'll see if I can. Have you ever had any broccolini?
I've never had it. I mean, I've seen it.
It's Japanese. It's a green vegetable similar to broccoli, but with smaller florets and longer, thin stalks, often misidentified as young broccoli. So apparently, I'm wrong. It's a whole different. It's often misidentified as young broccoli. It's a hybrid. See, no, I was right. Of broccoli and kalan, both cultivar groups of Brassica oleracea. It was originally developed by the Sakata Seed Company of Yokohama, Japan, in 1993. As an asparbrock. I have no idea what most of that means. The entire vegetable is consumable, including the occasional yellow flower. Common cooking methods include sautéing, steaming, boiling, and stir-frying. Its flavor is sweet with notes of both broccoli and asparagus, though it is not closely related to the latter. It's high in vitamin C, contains vitamin A, calcium, folate, and iron. In Australia, broccolini is a registered trademark licensed to the Perfection Fresh Australia by Sakata Seed Company. In Japan, it's highly popular as a spring vegetable and usually eaten steamed. In Brazil, the common form of the word broccoli refers to broccolini. The more traditional broccoli is called Broccolius americano, American broccoli. There you go. So it is in fact a hybrid, but it is not baby broccoli. I didn't say it was baby broccoli. I said it was a hybrid. So I was my vegetable knowledge came through. All right, here we go. What else?
Marie says asparagus, a very healthy vegetable. Another one is parsnip. I love parsnips. Actually, I love all vegetables and fruits. We eat everything, meat, chicken, etc., in moderation. I never buy low-fat diet, etc., or processed food. I cook with butter, olive oil, and coconut oil. The old-fashioned way. It's so much healthier, and don't forget exercise every day, walk, tennis, biking, or golf.
Can we come over to her house for lunch? You know, it's too bad. When I worked on the overnights, when I first came to New York, there used to be, it was Carnegie Deli would send over one night. I guess they sent food to everybody, but they didn't send food to me because they didn't know me. I hadn't been around that long. And one night I was sick, and I just, you know, was sounding a little hoarse. And so they sent over chicken soup. And after that, they would send food over. And I said, gee, this soup is really great. So then other restaurants would send food over with the idea being that I would try it. And I would say, well, this is great. And they got a free commercial. But it's much harder to do when you're national. Although a couple of years ago, I would never do this again, Manny. A couple of years ago, I was complaining about when the new Hershey store opened in Times Square. Before I was going to the theater, and it's right in the theater district, and so I went in, and my date for the evening was going to buy me a chocolate bar, and it was literally three times what it cost across the street. It's Hershey's bar. It was the Hershey's dark chocolate or something. And it was like, I don't know, $7 or something. And across the street, it was literally like $2.50 or $2.59 or something. And I went on the air and said, guys, how can you do this? This is your flagship store, and how can you uptick like that? And somebody from the Hershey's company called and explained that they have to sell things at a fair trade thing, and other people can discount it, and they can't do that. So that was interesting. And so then somebody else called and said, why are you eating that kind of crap chocolate? You should be eating really good chocolate. So everybody decided to send me their favorite chocolate. And I got something like 130 or something different samples of chocolates. People sent me boxes and bags, and it was, I mean, and of course, as you know, the first rule in broadcasting is you don't ever eat anything that's not wrapped. Because there were time, I guess, where people were poisoning talk show hosts or something. Not me, I just tried. Oh, okay, that's right. But I thought I would never say, please don't send me any more chocolate. Because there was just so much of it. And a lot of it was really good. But it was like being a judge at a chili contest. You took a sniff, and if it passed the sniff test, you took a little bite. But you never finished anything up because you knew that there was much more behind it and you would get very sick. So I have never done that since. So saying, okay, send me your favorite chocolate. But don't send me your favorite vegetable. Send Manny your favorite vegetable. Send him all your Brussels sprouts. All right, let's hear. So we've got parsnips. You can mash just like potatoes. They taste like potatoes with a little latitude. And what was the other thing that she liked? She liked parsnips was one thing, and there was some other thing that she liked.
Well, she mentioned asparagus.
Parsnips. Asparagus. Do you know why asparagus makes your urine smell? It's a diuretic, but it's got aspartame in it. That's why it smells funny.
Oh, okay.
Hence the word asparagus. It's one of those few veggies that's actually named for part of what it is. Okay. All right, so asparagus and parsnips. Can I mention one other thing about the cauliflower, which I was at a spa a couple of years ago, and they had this dip that they had mixed cauliflower, I think, in yogurt. And if you cook cauliflower till it's very... very soft. I like it kind of crunchy, but if you cook it so it's pretty soft, you can, again, mash it like potatoes. And I think they put dill and yogurt in it, and it's a great dip.
Hmm.
Yeah, because cauliflower, I think, tastes to me a little bit like horseradish. So it's got that little sort of
a little kick to it.
Yeah. All right, so we've got parsnips, we've got cauliflower, we've got asparagus, and we've got a break. All right, 855. Station break are wonderful when they're sautéed with a little garlic, a little parmesan. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.